This is Doug Miller. Do you sometimes feel like God has simply passed you by and is ignoring you? That's not true. Stick around, and we'll talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller, and the program is Dialogue, and we are back one more time this side of eternity with this Bible in hand and ready to look into the marvelous, instructive book of Job. If you've been going through this with us, you may have said, wow, how depressing can you get? Well, friends, it won't stay that way. Believe me. Just hang with us and stick in there. We are in the ninth chapter. We're going to begin at verse 11 today. And call a friend. Tell them to listen in as well. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out as far out as we can get it to as many as we can get it out to. And to that end, we require the prayers, the assistance, the support of our friends out there who are interested in Dialogue and who wish to help us. We would love to hear from you. Always a delight and a pleasure to get letters from our listeners, to answer any questions you have, to provide any materials that you need to help you in any way that we can. All, believe me, absolutely free of charge. Our mailing address, Dialogue, P.O. Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. If you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy, and Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. Now, also, we have an email address if you want to email Dialogue. It is Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. That's Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. If you want to call and talk to me, be happy to talk to you. But you'll have to leave a message. You'll get a recording of me, incidentally, and you'll have to leave a message. Our telephone number is area code 405-535-9089. That's 405-535-9089. And finally, pull down our webpage if you wish, and you may, on the webpage, read all about Dialogue and listen to the broadcasts that are on there. And once again, all of this is absolutely free. Doesn't cost you a penny. Someone else has provided for all of that. And of course, the someone is the Lord. I have people from time to time that ask me, you know, doesn't it cost money to do what you do? Well, sure it does. Of course it does. How do you raise the money? Well, not by begging people for money, I'll tell you that. I think all of you who've been listening to Dialogue for any time will realize we've never done that. You don't have to do it. And I say this for the benefit of all of you out there. God's work done in God's way will never lack God's provision. And we have never had to go on here and beg for money. Do people send in money? Sure. But that's between them and the Lord. That has nothing to do with us, and we will, we're not going to go that route, and I've said before and say again, we will go off the air first before we do that. So much for that. Now, we have got two conferences coming up back to back, and one of them is, write this down, mark your calendar, our annual Dialogue Conference, April 27th. At 10 p.m. at Olivet Baptist Church. That's on 10th and Klein, near the inner city in downtown Oklahoma City. And that it will be in the church's auditorium here. The church people there have been gracious enough to provide us that space. And we, you know, bless their hearts. The Lord will bless them real good. And we would love to see you. So our subject will be the seven churches of Revelation. And I think that you will be very blessed by coming along. It's all absolutely free. We will serve a noon meal. And for that reason, you need to call and RSVP. Not with your name or anything, but just let us know how many are coming along so that we can pass this on to the food preparers and they will be able to, they'll know how much food to fix up. You can call at the number I just gave you, 535-9089, or you can email, or I think you can probably get away with, well, let's just leave it at that. Let's just leave it at that. Or you can write me. You can write me and say and tell me how many are coming, but you need to do that. Now, the very next Saturday after that, May the 4th, we're going to have another conference, and this one is up in Guthrie. And a group of the believers there who meet at the Guthrie Bible Chapel, that's on Oklahoma Street, right west, not too far west of the Masonic Temple. And they have very graciously asked us to come up there and hold a little teaching conference. And we're, of course, delighted to do that. And incidentally, let me, any of you out there, if you just feel like you have the need to have dialogue come to your church or your home or anywhere else, really, happy to do it. No questions asked. As long as we can work it into our schedule, all you have to do is get in touch with Dialogue and say, Dr. Miller or Doug or whatever you want to call me, can you come over at such and such a place at such and such a time? And the answer is always going to be yes, always. I don't care who you are, what you are, or how many you are. The number has nothing to do with it. Let us know. But right now, let's get down what we've got here, April 27th and again on May 4th. And I'm assuming that that will also begin at about 10 o'clock. And I'm assuming that they will have some kind of meal but at Guthrie, but that's yet to be seen. Okay? All right. What else? You might be interested to know. Got to get all these announcements over with so we can get into the Word here, don't we? But every Monday at noon at the Oklahoma Station Barbecue at 50th and Meridian, every Monday. I am there teaching a Bible class, and that lasts about an hour. And this one we're not providing a meal for. You'll have to buy your own meal there at the barbecue place, and that's how those that come out. We'll have about 15, 20 people out at that, and you're more, all of you who are listening, if you're out in that area, you are more than welcome to come. And we're going through the book of Hebrews, so come on out. Glad to see you. Every Monday, noon, Oklahoma Station Barbecue. All right. Let's look back at Job now. We're in the ninth chapter, and we have Job saying in verse 11. Now look at this. Remember when we were in here the last time, we saw Job, I mean, he is very well aware of the might and the majesty and the power of God. He knows this part. He knows that God is almighty and everlasting. He knows that he is the creator. We saw in verse 8 last week, which alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea. He is the one who made Arcturus, he said, and Orion, all the great constellations up there. He put them in place. Job knows all of that. He is doing things past finding out and wonders without number. Job knows that. Job also knows, and he makes it very clear at the early part of this book, Job knows something about the righteousness and the holiness of God. He knows that there is no sin in God. And Job knows something about the fact that he is sinful. He is the one, as we saw in the early part of this book, who was offering the blood sacrifice on the altars for himself and for his children. He understands this. The question that Job is being made to face is, how am I to relate to this magnificent, sinless, holy, righteous God? Friends, that's a good question. I want you to notice how many times in the Bible, when people are in the presence of deity, or even sometimes when they're in the presence of angels, they are fearful. They are frightened. Look at Joshua, back in the book of Joshua, when the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Down he goes on his face. Look in the 10th chapter of Acts, when the angel comes to Cornelius and says, your prayers have been heard. You send down to Joppa by the sea, to the house of Simon the Tanner, and you get a man named Simon Peter. He will come down here and tell you words by which you may be saved. Down Cornelius goes at the feet of that angel. He's frightened. Look at the angel who came down and rolled a stone away from the tomb when the Lord Jesus was resurrected. Read the last chapter of Matthew and see there were guards on that tomb guarding it. And what happens? The Bible says they became like dead men. Look at John the Apostle in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. What he does when he sees the magnificent, resurrected, glorified Christ, what does he do? He falls at his feet like a dead man. Back at the end of Revelation, it's not the Lord Jesus anymore, it's just an angel. John falls down to worship it. The angel says, don't do that. I'm a man like you are. Worship God. On and on and on we could go. And show time and time and time again that people coming into deity or into the presence of deity or even into, as I say, just an angel, it is a frightening experience. Now here is Job who looks up and he's talking about this great and magnificent God, and he says in verse 11, he goeth by me. And I see him not. He passeth on also, but I perceive him not. Behold, he taketh away. Who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, what doest thou? If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud helpers do stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him and choose out my words to reason with him? Man, think of this. Now, friends, let me tell you something about this great and magnificent and wonderful God. Let me tell you something about this God who is perfect in beauty and holiness. This God in whom there is no shadow of turning, in which there is no sin to be found, in which there is only might beyond comprehension and beauty and holiness beyond anything I can tell you. Let me tell you something about him. He is my Father. He is the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the one who himself sent his Son to die for me. And he is the one who himself laid hold upon me and drew me by his Holy Spirit to the Christ and revealed his Son to me and the gospel of God's grace to me. And his message to me is, fear not, do not be afraid. He intends good for me, and he intends good for you. Now, I'll tell you something. If you are listening to me and you are not saved, oh, my friend, I beg you, I implore you, you had better be careful. You are on very shaky ground, because the answer to you in that great coming day is he will go by, and you will perceive him only as your judge. You will perceive him as the one who will say, depart from me. Friend, you don't want that. And doubly, you don't want it when it is so easy not to be in that situation. God, my everlasting, eternal Father, sent His Son to die for you. He gave up the very best that heaven had. And that one, His eternal, everlasting Son, who is also Himself very God of very God, went forth to a place called Golgotha, where He was crucified for you. He died for you. And salvation can be had by believing the gospel. It is just that simple. Anyone who is telling you it's believing plus something else, you just tell them, well, I know a guy on the radio named Doug Miller who says that the Bible says it's just believing plus nothing. That's right. That is what Doug Miller says, and that is what anyone who is well taught in this book will tell you. It is believing plus nothing. Not believing and being baptized. Not believing and joining the church. Not believing and keeping the Ten Commandments. It is believing the gospel message. But friends, it is believing it from the heart. You don't just give intellectual assent to something like this. You hear that word which said Jesus died for you, He was buried, He rose again the third day, and you lay hold on that. You say, that's the truth. I believe that. He is my Savior. He died for me. And you know what happens to you? God comes to you. He seals you with His Holy Spirit, and you will find some amazing things will begin to happen. Your life will begin to change. He will begin to take you in hand and conform you to the image of His Son. It's wonderful. And it is not a matter of me having to labor and work. I can tell you right now what my experience has been. Well over 50 years ago, I believed this gospel message. And God has been faithful and has kept me to this day and will not let me go. And it is a work of grace. Incidentally, I wrote a little book. And it's out there right now. You can go online and get it. Go online and look for Doug Miller. And the name of the book is A Mid-Century Awakening. And you can read about how I got saved, if you want to. But you don't have to. But you can if you want to. God has kept me to this day. And it has not always been easy because I'm a hard case. Now let's look back in this book here. In verse 14, it says, how much less shall I answer Him and choose out my words to reason with Him? Whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge. Well, Job, you've got the right idea. If I had called and He had answered me, yet would I not believe that He had hearkened unto my voice. For He breaketh me with a tempest and multiplieth my wounds without cause. Job, I beg you, Job, and I beg all of you out there who have been in a position, who have perhaps said things like Job has said. Those of you who say, I'm a saved man. I'm a saved woman. I know very well that I'm saved. Why is this happening? Why doesn't God answer me? Why is He ignoring me? God's not ignoring you. He's got hold of you. He is watching you. He knows exactly what's going on. And He will bring you through to a great place and to plans that He has for you that are more wonderful than anything you can imagine. I know what it seems like. I've been there. There are times when, I'm telling you, you think, I can't go on any farther. This is as far as it goes. You hold on and wait for God. Wait. Be of good courage, wrote the psalmist, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. If you want to know where that is, well, I can tell you where it is. It's in the 27th Psalm. Get it and read it. Job goes on here and says, He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with bitterness. If I speak of strength, lo, He is strong. And if of judgment, who shall set me a time to plead? If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Though I were perfect, yet would I not know my soul. I would despise my life. Look, Job's got the right idea. He knows that he's not perfect. He understands that he has shortcomings and problems. He's not going to say things like that. He just doesn't know what to say, because he doesn't really know why all of this is happening. Let's read on in verse 22. This is one thing, therefore I said it. He destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge slay suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? Well, Job, and those of you who are going through problems, it certainly looks this way many times, doesn't it? You are, if you're a believer, if you are born again, if you are in going through trials and deep waters right now, you look out there and you see people who don't even claim to know God, who make no pretense of knowing anything about him. And you say, look at them. Look at them. They're doing fine. And here I am underneath all of these problems. Why? Okay, just you wait. It will not always be that way. Believe me. And I know I have talked to people. I know a friend of mine who has long since gone home to be with the Lord. He was talking to a woman whose son had been killed in a car wreck. And he, at some point, as he was just talking to her about this, said, God loves you. And she very angrily said, I don't believe it. Well, I understand why she said it. I understand some of the pain that you can go through in these sorts of things. But I want to tell you something. God does love you. And God loved Job. Now, look at this. Let's read on some more here in verse 25. Job says, my days are swifter than a post or a messenger. They flee away. They see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagles that hasteth to the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself, I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any dayman betwixt us. That dayman is a mediator that might lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak and not fear him. But it is not so with me. Hang on, Job. Help's on the way. This is Doug Miller, and this is Dial.
Exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.